This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Elijah Shaver saw a lot of great stories during the break with Savannah Hernandez. They're here in Austin, Texas with amazing other journalists that are secretive. And here we are. It's very exciting. If you guys are around tomorrow, come back to the whole show. Hell, you guys can host the show. I'm in New York Monday and Tuesday. You can come host the show if you want. Owen's going to be here, too. But Savannah Hernandez, Elijah Shaver here. Closing comments here before Paul Watson takes over.
Alex, thank you so much for having us on. Thank you for waking up. Myself, Elijah, so many people around the world, I would just say to everyone watching this broadcast, remember how important InfoWars is. You know, after leaving here, I realized how hard living through censorship really is and how important it is for there to be networks like this and for us to have a voice. So, Alex, you know, this establishment, this place is amazing, and people need to support you always and make sure that it's always.
Well, I'm just thankful for listeners keeping us on air.
100%.
Yeah. No, and I was going to say this, you know, people say, oh, Elijah, you know, you're working with Blaze and stuff like this. Do you really want to go on the Alex Jones show, whatever? Yes, I do. And I like Alex, and I like the show, and it's not an insult to me. Just remember that people will try to intimidate you out of what's effective. And the thing is that all of you guys watching are the real effective people who are genuinely pushing the truth out into society, the grassroots of this. And I don't care. The establishment, they go, what about your career? There's no careers. Do you want to make money and rise up in a system that's satanic, that's meant to destroy you, that's meant to destroy your country? No. Don't join the system. Fight the system and join with people who are also doing the same will. Who cares what you get judged?
Well, that's a good final point. The left claims they're the rebellion. They got all the media, all the, you talk about that. They have all everything behind them, and they claim they're the resistance.
Yeah, it's pathetic. It's absolutely hilarious when the LGBTQ and BLM community say that they're the most oppressed in this country. They're backed by every million-dollar corporation. We have, you know, our embassies flying their flag
laws,
all around
hate
the world.
Crime laws, like yeah. They have extra protections.
Exactly.
You hit me, you might not even go to jail if I hit a gay person.
Yeah, you
hate
can
crime.
Go and scream.
And let's be clear, I don't even care about what they're doing. They hide their whole political agenda of pedophilia and open borders and gun control and pro-China behind the fact of what they do in a bedroom. It's disgustingly obvious.
Yeah, the LGBT has nothing to do with being gay anymore. It is a far-left cultural Marxist group that's meant to divide us, to be
it's
other,
like
to make your identity.
At this point.
Yeah, to think about things. It's narcissism, too, to think that anyone around you cares about who you're having sex with. Like, you have to fly a flag and tell people, this is who I sleep with. It's like, bro, that's narcissism, and that's to get you focused on self and about trying to figure out who you are and what you like rather than asking God to define your identity and to see your identity as well as how can we work together as a country and as a nation. You're focused on yourself only.
I totally agree, because nothing's weirder than a couple, heterosexual couple. It's like the movie theater in the checkout line or, you know, in the ticket line kissing. They're showing off. But when you're walking in and see that couple together embracing by their car, it's so hot and real because they're like actually doing it. They're, you know, they love each other. It's not a display.
Yeah.
It's really sick to have these displays that are just for displays.
Again, targeted towards children, especially like we just.
Yeah, that's evil. So why are they trying to sexualize children? What's at the bottom of it, Savannah?
Just, again, like we've been talking about, it's satanic. They're targeting children because children are the most innocent among us, and they're the easiest to influence. They're the easiest to take advantage of, and that's why they are targeting them. And, again, it's up to us to stand up for children and save them.
And it's so obvious. Viacom admits they want to sexualize five-year-olds. Jeez.
It's about getting closer to the devil. So the devil's goal for individuals is to get us as away from God's nature as possible. And one of the things that God cares about, he says, if you take a young one and you lead them astray, better is a millstone tied around your neck and thrown in the deepest part of the sea. God cares for the children. He loves innocence. And the thing is that's what they want, and that's what they hate. They want to rob innocence from the
first. It's a gang initiation.
Mm-hmm.
To mess with kids, get you away from God. You're absolutely right. All right, Elijah Shaver, Savannah Hernandez. Wow, how long are you in Austin?
I think just for the day. Then we got to get back and start recording our show. Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back.
Back to the Metroplex.
Yeah, back to mini LA.
From one Metroplex to another.
Cybertron.
Yes.
All right, well, all right, here we are. All right, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com and FreeWorldNews.tv. There's a band, our band.video on Twitter and stuff, but you can still share it at Free World News Blaze.tv. Wow. The return of Savannah Hernandez.
Thank
and
you
Elijah Schaefer. Paul Joseph Watson. Takes over.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the Whole Food Multivitamin System, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it. 25% off. And then vitamin D3 plus calcium gummies. 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin. The InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc. InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and calcium gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live with the Summit News Hour on this Tuesday, the 15th of June, 2021. 6 days before the UK was supposed to exit its lockdown restrictions and we were supposed to celebrate Freedom Day. Didn't quite go to plan, did it? Not as if we predicted it all along. Not as if the fact is that our government has been hijacked, literally hijacked by scientific dictatorship extremists who not only don't want these lockdown restrictions to end on June 21st or on July 19th, as they're now saying, they never want them to end. Not my words, the words of the sage government advisors that have been dictating this ridiculous policy for the past 15 months. At the start of the pandemic in March 2020, we were told that we needed to lock down for 3 weeks. 3 weeks to flatten the curve. 3 weeks to protect the NHS. Here we are, 15 months later. And I'm going to go to a video in a second, which lays the table for what happened yesterday and the true agenda behind it. First, though, we have this headline from today. Lockdown extended despite weekly COVID deaths in England dropping to lowest since March 2020. We've literally got the lowest deaths on a weekly recorded basis since the start of the pandemic, and yet we're set to remain in lockdown for the rest of the entire summer. What's gone wrong here? The government said all along, oh, we're going to be driven by data, not dates. Well, the data says that we have the lowest weekly deaths since this whole ridiculous scam started, and yet we're still under lockdown. Not being driven by the data there, are they? Despite Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing an extension to the country's lockdown, weekly COVID-19 deaths in England and Wales have dropped to their lowest level since March 2020. And when I say COVID deaths, you always have to remember that somebody did a Freedom of Information Act request last year, directly asked the government, and this is still on the ONS website, Office for National Statistics, how many of the COVID deaths out of the entire total were purely COVID deaths with no comorbidities. Turned out it was 10% of the total. So every time you see a death statistic, you need to reduce it by 90% because that's the actual true figure. So it dropped to the lowest level since March 2020. Citing infections caused by the Indian variant of the virus, or the Delta variant, Delta variant, as you now have to call it, because it's racist to refer to it from the origin, from the region, and from which it originated. Can't call it the China virus. Could call it the UK Kent virus, though. That's okay. Boris Johnson yesterday added an extra 4 weeks onto a lockdown that was supposed to completely end on June 21st. Even before the announcement was made, as we highlighted yesterday, some government ministers indicated that another extension on top of that could prolong restrictions throughout the entire summer. I'm going to get back here and talk about the true agenda, why they want to expand it, extend it into autumn, into winter, But here is the first report about the UK's recent extension of the lockdown. Here it is. Former Oasis icon Noel Gallagher says that the combination between woke culture and COVID lockdowns means that young people today will have less freedom than previous generations for the first time in modern history. The high-flying Birds frontman made the comments during a recent appearance on Absolute Radio.
My kids' generation. I think this is actually the first generation that are going to have less than their parents. When we all grew up, we had more than our parents. We had more freedom, we had more opportunity, a better lifestyle. My children now will have less freedom because of this ridiculous woke culture and the internet, and they'll have less opportunity because of the, you know, the economy's crashed, and they'll have less places to go because of the COVID thing, which I don't think will ever really truly go away. And I feel bad for them.
Gallagher made the remarks while discussing a new documentary about Oasis's legendary Nebworth gigs in the mid-90s. He made the point that because of the utter state of the music industry and the barren, smartphone-obsessed zombie consumers, there'll never be another cultural moment like it ever again. We're going to get into that clip later. We made a little snafu there. This is Masters and Slaves, and it talks about who is advising the government, the true extremists who are literal hardline communists, saying that this lockdown will never end and that it was never intended to end. This is Masters and Slaves. Here it is. 15 months after, just 3 weeks to flatten the curve, Boris Johnson is set to announce yet another extension to lockdown. Here in the UK, the 1 month delay they're about to add to lifting lockdown is already being preempted by talk of another delay on top of that, before they've even announced the first delay. We're going to be in a situation where we had more freedom in July last year, at a time when absolutely no one had received the vaccine, compared to July this year. We're going backwards. And when we get to the end of July, what then? Oh, the Indian variant is still a cause for concern. We need to wait until everyone's got two jabs. Then we're into September. Then we're into the autumn-winter flu season. What then? We need to protect the NHS. Just one more lockdown to protect the NHS and save Christmas. That would take us to 2 years under lockdown. It never ends. And of course, Labour supports it every step of the way. Nothing like having a proper opposition party, is there? And look who's advising the government still. A communist hardliner known as Stalin's Nanny, who openly admitted that the plan is for all of this to continue forever.
The behaviour of social distancing, of when you're indoors, making sure there's good ventilation, or if it's not, wearing face masks.
Jen, when you say long term, what do you mean by that? How long?
I think forever.
Dr. Richard Taylor, who said that the lockdown should last indefinitely, then expressed sadness that it might not continue forever.
How about you stay at home for the rest of your life, you wear a mask, sit on your own in your car if you want to, and the rest of us get on with normal life. Would that be okay? I don't know why you find it funny. I don't think this is funny. I don't think taking people's freedoms is funny.
I think we've got to live with a lockdown for a certain period, and nobody yet can say what that period is.
When does it end? What's the point for you at which it ends? So we stay in lockdown forever then, basically?
We stay in lockdown until we know that it is no longer spreading and that it's not going round the rest of the world. It's a terrible...
That's forever. No, Richard, that's forever. That is forever.
Oh, dear. Well, sadly, it can't be forever, but that's the idea.
Sadly, it can't be forever. It's sad that we can't remain in lockdown forever.
These are the same advisers who admitted using mind control and totalitarian fear tactics, their words, not mine, to terrify the British public into total compliance. When in comparison, Sadiq Khan and Theresa May sound like the voices of reason, you know we're in big trouble.
There will not be a time when we can say that there will never be another case of COVID-19 in this country. Secondly, variants will keep on coming. There will be new variants every year. If the government's position is that we cannot open up travel until there are no new variants elsewhere in the world, then we will never be able to travel abroad ever again. And the third fact that the government needs to state much more clearly is that sadly people will die from COVID here in the UK in the future. as 10 to 20,000 people do every year from flu.
The hospitality industry is on its knees. Thousands of pubs and restaurants closed for good. They're threatening to sue the government. Andrew Lloyd Webber is willing to get arrested. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. When is enough enough? I talked to my parents in Spain. Mandatory mask laws outside in 86 degree Fahrenheit weather. Oh, but they extended the curfew. They're allowing us to stay out past 10 p.m. Apparently the virus goes to bed at 10 p.m. Oh, but they opened the nightclubs. No dancing allowed. No dancing allowed at nightclubs. What's the frigging point? But at least our gracious heads of state at the G7 are leading by example, right? They're still doing that cringe elbow greeting thing. They're doing socially distanced photo ops. Bollocks. Does this look like social distancing to you? They're having huge barbecue parties. They're enjoying the finest lobster. Macron is basically spitting in Biden's mouth. But you're still under lockdown for God only knows how much longer. One rule for them, another for us. Masters and slaves, people. Masters and slaves.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
The fix here in the UK says that there are 52 COVID deaths occurred in England and Wales between May 29 and June 4. That's the latest stats they have for the previous week. Down from 69 last week and the lowest recorded toll since the week to March 20 last year, the very start of the pandemic. We had 10 COVID deaths total today. Three were recorded yesterday. We had days last week where literally zero deaths were recorded. The stats show that 0.8% of NHS hospital beds throughout the UK are occupied by people who had a positive PCR test, which we know are notoriously unreliable anyway. They can test fruits, they can test pieces of kumquat for COVID, and it comes up positive, so 0.8% of the beds are occupied. We built all these Nightingale hospitals here in the UK, massive off-the-cuff hospitals that were built at the start of the first lockdown, literally never used, barely used at a minimum in areas of the country. In London, not used at all. They've demolished them all because apparently we're in such a crisis that we may need them again, but they've demolished them all. Lowest COVID deaths per week since the start of the pandemic, yet we're still sliding into another endless restriction led by literal communist hardline extremists called Stalin's Nanny. That's literally her nickname, Susan Michie, who you heard in the clip before the break. And these restrictions, as they say, are never going to end. Again, these are the same scientists who admitted using totalitarian fear tactics, mind control, their words, mind control, and the weaponization of behavioral psychology to terrify the public into total compliance during the first lockdown. That Susan Michie, who you heard in the clip, the communist hardliner, Stalin's nanny, she's on a group called the Wellcome Trust. She is a behavioral psychologist. She's not an epidemiologist. She's not a virus scientist. It's her job to work for the government to terrify the public, which is what they admitted doing, which is why we had polls in the aftermath of that showing that the average Brit thought that 100 times more people had died of coronavirus than was actually the case. Then you look at the Freedom of Information Act request, and it shows literally only 10% of the official death toll was COVID alone, when you exclude all the other comorbidities. So these same extremists who have admitted lying, propagandizing, weaponizing behavioral psychology to psychologically manipulate the British public into supporting these lockdowns, and boy has it worked. We had a poll yesterday which showed that 71% of adults in the United Kingdom supported this latest extension of lockdowns. It worked for the first lockdown. It's still working now. Those extremists, those literal mind controllers, are still in control of the government. And for whatever reason, because the population's been so cowed, been so terrorized by these psychopaths, we're going to be in lockdown until the rest of the summer, by the looks of it. And then, as I said before, that pushes it into autumn, winter. You get all the flu cases. They falsely count the flu cases of COVID. And oh, look, we need to lock down again. It will never end. It's not going to end until there's mass civil disobedience, until huge numbers of the population stop abiding by these ridiculous, absurd rules. Now, we may get business owners, we may get nightclubs, pubs, restaurants suing the government. The theatre director, Andrew Lloyd Webber, has promised to literally get arrested because he wants to open his theatres here in the West End of London to 100% capacity. Whether that happens over the next couple of weeks remains to be seen. I'll believe it when I see it. But we are in a situation where we've literally handed power to psychopathic, scientific dictatorship extremists who have lied about the data, who have lied about the threat at every step of the way, and for whatever reason, the population is still listening to them. Guido Fawkes reports COVID marshals wanted. Local authorities hiring COVID marshals to work until spring 2022. Not this year, next year, spring. That will mark over 2 years that we've been under some form of lockdown. And we had an article before which said in some areas of the country, these COVID marshals have been given contracts until 2023. So add another year on top of that. When does it end? I haven't seen my parents this year. I won't see them for the rest of the year by the looks of it. They can't get across from Spain because if they come across from Spain, Spain is not on the green list. So they would have to visit me and stay in my apartment for 2 weeks and not leave the apartment. Literally no point in visiting. Obviously, if it was up to me, I would violate those rules at every given available opportunity. But, you know, a lot of the older people, they just want to behave. They want to fulfill the obligations, the social obligations that they think they have. But until they stop doing that, we're going to be under lockdown forever. As the government scientists admit, people apparently only listen to the fear propaganda. They don't listen to the fact that they've literally told you until you start altering your behavior, until you stop complying, you're going to be under lockdown forever. You're not going to see your family members. You're going to have your opportunities squashed, job employment, seeing family, exploring the world, whatever is normal existence, gainful existence, not just sitting around on furlough money paid by the government to do nothing in your apartment. That's going to be the case if they get their way for at least the next year, maybe 2 years. If they really get their own way, maybe forever. Article says, despite Boris reassuring people, and you can really trust him, 3 weeks to flatten the curve, right? The COVID restrictions will be lifted on July 19th. Again, they were supposed to be lifted on June 21st. Local authorities like Croydon Council, which is South London, are still looking to hire COVID marshals. And we've seen what these people get up to in the past. They literally go to residences, which they think are illegal private clubs, and peer through the letterbox to make sure there aren't more than six people in the residence, who will work on a fixed-term contract until 31st of March 2022. In what? 9 months' time. Marshals will be paid over £30,000 to enforce restrictions that supposedly would have been lifted 8 months earlier. Almost like the government lied to us and has been lying every step of the way. Surely not. According to the job listing posted last week, COVID marshals will advise people and businesses on how to follow COVID-19 regulations and stay safe. Literally, on days last week, zero people died. Oh, the amount of people dying of heart disease, heart attacks, dementia, Alzheimer's, things like that, that continues to increase because people don't get hospital treatments because they're either afraid of going into hospitals or they're not allowed to go into hospitals. Oh, those deaths will absolutely dwarf the COVID deaths for the next 9 months. But we don't care about those people because we can't continue the fact that we're completely drunk on this totalitarian power. That's their thinking. Breitbart reports, Tory lockdown skeptic predicts sage scientists will push for lockdown extension until winter. Give them an inch and they will take a mile. They've done it at every step of the way over the past 15 months and they'll do it once again. This is the MP for Broxbourne, vice chairman of the 1922 committee, Charles Walker, who says that July 19th will not be the end of restrictions, saying that the government scientific advisors will be pushing for another extension. Get it into winter, get the flu cases, then pressure everyone to lock down once again.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
There are very few celebrities left who will brave the backlash from the woke mob, from cancellation, which apparently doesn't exist, by the way, as they continue to claim. Even as, for example, last week we had a cricketer, Ollie Robinson, who tweeted when he was an 18-year-old kid the N-word. He was describing himself. He was making misogynistic jokes about women with his friends on Twitter in 2011 when he was 18. His career is now completely ruined. He's been barred from being selected for international test matches for the England cricket team. He gets cancelled. Meanwhile, we have Shamima Begum, the ISIS member. She literally traveled from London to Syria to join ISIS. She literally sewed bombs into explosive vests. She literally laughed at the sight of decapitated heads in bins. Oh, but she's venerated by the establishment. Now, join an international terrorist group that's been slaughtering thousands of people across the world over the previous 6 years. Oh, well, maybe there's some level of forgiveness that we need to have for her. She's literally starring in this documentary, which has received plaudits and awards from the establishment. She doesn't get cancelled. She gets forgiven. This cricketer, because he's white and not a Muslim in a hijab, basically, tweeted the N-word, describing himself 10 years ago. His career is done. And there are very few celebrities who will speak out and call out cancel culture, this woke jihadist mob, for exactly what it is. But Noel Gallagher, the former Oasis star, is one of them. And he's been making more comments on that subject. And we have that in this clip right now. Let's roll it. Former Oasis icon Noel Gallagher says that the combination between woke culture and COVID lockdowns means that young people today will have less freedom than previous generations for the first time in modern history. The High-Flying Birds frontman made the comments during a recent appearance on Absolute Radio.
My kids' generation, I think this is actually the first generation that are going to have less than their parents. When we all grew up, we had more than our parents. We had more freedom, we had more opportunity, better lifestyle. My children now will have less freedom because of this ridiculous woke culture and the internet, and they'll have less opportunity because of the economy's crashed, and they'll have less places to go because of the COVID thing, which I don't think will ever really truly go away. And I feel bad for them.
Gallagher made the remarks while discussing a new documentary about Oasis's legendary Nebworth gigs in the mid-90s. He made the point that because of the utter state of the music industry and the barren, smartphone-obsessed zombie consumers, there'll never be another cultural moment like it ever again.
It's a real snapshot of a long-gone era of, there's a quarter of a million people, not a single mobile phone.
Yeah.
No internet. In the moment, with the band, nobody's doing this. Everybody's singing at the top of their lungs, and it's a very young crowd. And it's you kind of think, wow, the 90s.
Gallagher routinely uses his platform to challenge politically correct orthodoxy. In 2017, he blasted the British government for pandering to concerns about Islamophobia while failing to stop Islamic terrorism.
And there's like bombers roaming free around the f***ing city. And our government, and the government before them, and the next f***ing government after this one, will be powerless to stop it because of some f***ing hippie ideal about people's religious beliefs. F*** those c***s is what I say.
Noel also recently slammed Prince Harry as a, quote, typical f***ing woke snowflake f***ing arsehole who shouldn't be dissing his own family. Last year, he also skewered the utter stupidity of arbitrary mask mandates.
The whole thing's bollocks. You know, you're supposed to wear them in Selfridges, yet you can f***ing go down the pub, be surrounded by every f***ing c***, do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, well, actually, we don't have the virus in the pubs, but they have it in Selfridges. All right. Like, I was going up to Manchester the other week, and f***ing some guy's going, can you put your mask on the train? And I was like, and they said, because the transport police will get on, they'll find you £1,000, but you don't have to put it on if you're eating. So I was saying, all right, so this killer virus that's sweeping through the train, he's going to come and attack me, but he's going to see me having a sandwich and go, leave him.
Yeah, but I get what you're saying, but what's
having his lunch.
Gallagher's routinely based comments illustrate why the music industry is now completely transfixed, with churning out culturally compliant NPCs who never speak out and always parrot and amplify the establishment narrative. These days, artists are only allowed to build huge platforms if they're, quote, unproblematic. In other words, unthinking drones who have sold their soul to the machine. Vacuous automatons who have allowed the system to weaponize their fame in the pursuit of mass brainwashing programs and social engineering. Noel specifically called out handbag-carrying talentless twat Harry Styles as a perfect example of this.
The music industry doesn't like mavericks.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why there are no bands now is because in the 90s, Oasis and Primal Scream and Blur and Pulp and all those, we were the mainstream. And what the music industry doesn't like the mainstream being a load of fellas on drugs. Drunk half the time on a Tuesday. Like, they don't like that. They like people like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
And they say, wear this dress and shut it. Wear this, sing that, and go home.
This again goes to show that celebs who dare to express authentic opinions can only do so because they've already achieved their fame and success in previous decades. You can't cancel Noel Gallagher, you can't cancel Morrissey, because they're rich and they're legends. And they'll always maintain a hardcore loyal fan base who won't throw them under a bus at the behest of the baying mob. Now, another celebrity in a similar vein to Noel Gallagher, again, someone who's already achieved their success, their fame, their riches many decades ago, and therefore is immune to be cancelled by the mob, is Roger Waters of Pink Floyd fame. We have a headline here, at, again, out of Summit News. Video, Roger Waters tells little prick Zuckerberg to F off following request to use iconic Pink Floyd song for ad. And the clip is in the article if you want to go and watch it after the show. Pink Floyd songwriter Roger Waters slammed Mark Zuckerberg during a press conference recently announcing the Facebook owner had offered a huge, huge amount of money to use the iconic song Another Brick in the Wall Part 2 in an advert for Instagram. So literally the very song that rails against thought control and mindless conformity, especially in the video if you've seen it, Mark Zuckerberg wanted to use that to promote Instagram to get more people hooked, addicted to social media, to Instagram. Literally the same guy who banned people 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now, for defending Alex Jones, for not criticizing Alex Jones in their own Facebook post. That would literally get your Facebook post removed 2-3 years ago. This guy wants to include as a promo for Instagram a song that literally rails against the very opposite of what Mark Zuckerberg and this evil empire that he represents is. Waters described the development as part of Zuckerberg's insidious movement to take over absolutely everything, and that was very cathartic when he called Mark Zuckerberg a little prick and told him to F off. Again, another celebrity using his platform for good, because the mob can't cancel him. He's not a celebrity that's coming up in his career that needs to genuflect, bow down, and cower to this evil Babylon system, which basically makes these musicians, these artists, sell their soul to the system to get any kind of success whatsoever. Those kind of celebrities, they've made their money, they've had their fame, they've had their impact, and they can't be cancelled, they can't be stopped. So kudos to Roger Waters. Don't agree with him on everything in terms of his Palestinian activism and all that kind of stuff, but on this, 100%. Meanwhile, BBC journalist Chase, confronted by anti-lockdown protesters, this is literally the big freakout in UK media today. The fact that a BBC political editor was chased down and confronted by anti-lockdown protesters outside Downing Street. This has created an absolute volcano of vitriolic condemnation, saying that these right-wing extremists need to be stopped. Where was the media when Black Lives Matter protesters were literally pulling people out of cars if they didn't support them? They stalked Peter Hitchens. A mob of literally 1,000 people followed him down the street because he didn't support their cause. Where were the media speaking out against this? This happens, though, and it's basically world.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson. How you like me now?
How you like me now? So we had a situation here in the United Kingdom after the death of George Floyd last year where it was a similar situation to the US. You literally saw police kneeling to violent extremist far left demonstrators. They can't respond to burglaries. They literally told us that here in the UK 5 years ago. The police can't respond to burglaries, but they can respond by genuflecting and groveling to Black Lives Matter. Of course, we have massive problems with knife crime, massive problems with stabbings. They hunted down the guys who confronted that BBC journalist and basically called him scum and a traitor. Within the space of a few hours, those thought criminals were hunted down, probably rotting in jail cells right now, about to be prosecuted. They can't respond to burglaries, actual crime, but they can respond to somebody being mean to a BBC journalist, and that's literally the absolute bedwetting freakout that's occurring in the UK media today. Black Lives Matter can literally pull people out of cars, can chase mobs of them, can chase people down the street, and they're venerated, they're lionized. As soon as it happens to someone within the establishment from a group of protesters they don't like, then it's basically Chernobyl, World War III, and the Holocaust all wrapped into one. Meanwhile, we have the Euro 2020 championships taking place across the continent right now, and of course the big debate about take a knee. Of course, we know why they're taking a knee. We know why they took a knee in the United Kingdom. Premier League footballers in June 2020 for the first time last year. It was to genuflect. It was to cower to the mob that is Black Lives Matter. It was entirely predicated on showing deference, on showing allegiance and mass conformity to the extremist, violent, anti-family, anti-West mob that is Black Lives Matter. That's always been the case. It's always been political, and yet they're still claiming that it isn't political. Well, they've run into a little problem over the past few weeks, because with some fans finally being allowed into football stadiums, soccer for Americans, they started to boo when players take the knee, and specifically this has happened with England. A bunch of other teams based Eastern European teams, Balkan teams like Croatia, have refused to take the knee. England players are still taking the knee because they're managed by this simp soy boy, Gareth Southgate, who claims that it's not political, who claims that it's just about racial injustice and discrimination. Have you seen the England football team? Have you seen the French football team? Have you seen the Netherlands football team? Literally, two-thirds or a half of the players are black. Kind of suggests that there isn't much discrimination stopping black people from being successful in the world of soccer. And yet still, they take the knee in this pointless, virtue-signaling, woke gesture. Reece Mogg, that booing of take a knee is pushback against wokeness, isn't racist. This is senior MP Jacob Rees-Mogg, who defended England fans who booed players taking a knee, asserting that the response is a backlash against wokeness and not an expression of racism. Again, some of these football fans have gone to great lengths to explain why they're booing take a knee, because it represents endorsement and support for Black Lives Matter, a group literally founded by someone who says her ideological guru is a convicted fugitive cop-killing terrorist. I'm talking about Assata Shakur, that's Patrice Cullors, the BLM founder who spent all the money that she got from BLM on buying vast properties with aircraft hangars in the whitest areas of California possible, because she cares about black people that much. Again, we've seen BLM burn down cities. Their actions last summer throughout the United States literally led to dozens of people being killed, and yet the FBI director comes out today, Ray, and says that white supremacist violence is the biggest threat. Don't remember many White Lives Matter protesters literally burning down cities and shooting black police captains in the head like David Dorn. That must have passed me by. I must have been not keeping up with the news that week. But this continues to happen. Some fans once again booed the national team as players took a knee before the Euro 2020 game with Croatia on Sunday. While based Croatia players remained standing. The football establishment and pundits have tried to characterize the booing as racist, claiming that that taking a knee isn't a political statement, despite it being explicitly that. Boris Johnson, of course, as he's prone to do, is cooked to the woke mob, to the cultural conformist, to the woke Taliban. He said that the fans should not boo taking the knee, but Jacob Rees-Mogg, to his credit, said there is pushback more generally against wokeness, like the really rather scandalous behaviour of the Oxford Dons, who are refusing to teach people at Oriel College, who through no fault of their own are at a college that happens to have a statue of Rhodes that is difficult to take down and they shouldn't be taking down anyway. He said there was no evidence that the booing was motivated by racism. So the fans who are expressing their right to an opinion, the same fans, by the way, that literally pay the wages of these multimillionaire footballers who take a knee because they don't want to get cancelled by the mob, God forbid they should express their opinion. They've been banned from stadiums. They've been named and shamed. And yet the booing still continues, and it represents a complete rejection of this Marxist anti-family, anti-good race relations group, by the way, which is Black Lives Matter. So continue to boo. Continue to do it to your heart's content, because you are on the right side. Meanwhile, viral video shows toddler twerking on streets of New York City. Onlookers encourage and applaud. Yes, this has happened once again. A viral TikTok video shows a little girl who can be no older than 5 or 6 literally twerking on the streets of New York City as onlookers encourage her, cheer and applaud. There's literally one African-American woman in this clip as another woman films it proudly on a cell phone, simulating slapping the backside of a literal toddler as she simulates what is an overtly sexual performance on the streets of a major city in America. These are the good guys. Matt Walsh tweeted, "Elect me president, and my one pledge is that I will have every adult involved with this kind of SHIT arrested. I have no other plans, just that." Now, this has been bubbling for a while, of course. We had a similar clip from 2019, which showed a young boy twerking during the Pride Parade while being similarly celebrated by attendees. There was a whole debate last week, I noted on Twitter, from the LGBT community, where half of them were saying either they need to make their gay pride parades, where in some cases men literally reveal their tackle and display it proudly, they either need to make these gay pride parades PG, family safe, as if that's possible, or they need to keep children away from them altogether. Well, they don't appear to have come to a conclusion, because now we're seeing disgusting, despicable videos like this. Of course, Desmond is amazing, the traumatized drag queen kid who literally basically operating under parental abuse, but nobody really cares. Back in 2019, again, he appeared at gay nightclubs while patrons handed him dollar bills. Imagine being in a drag queen nightclub or a gay nightclub where you're literally shoving dollar bills into the leotard of an 11-year-old boy as he dances suggestively. But these, again, these are the good guys. As we highlighted back in April, another video showed two young girls being paraded around during a late-night drag queen show in LA as they are encouraged to take cash tips from members of the crowd. Again, these are the moral arbiters of all decency and good taste, and you're the hateful bigot, because you don't want kids literally being forced, being brainwashed into dancing suggestively around literal pedos. But again, they're the good guys. You know where this doesn't happen, though? Doesn't happen in Hungary. Hungary passes law banning showing children material on homosexuality or transgenderism. Hungary's National Assembly has passed a law that bans showing children under the age of 18 material related to homosexuality or transgenderism in education, on television, movies, or in advertisements. This passed by a whopping margin in the Hungarian parliament of 157-1. The LGBT crowd were very, very disappointed in this and immediately engaged in mass protests on the streets of Budapest, because apparently they're really keen on showing five-year-old kids homosexual and transgender propaganda like Nickelodeon is prone to do, because again, they're the good people. According to a statement by ruling party Fidesz, the law ensures that sex education in schools must not be aimed at promoting homosexuality or changing gender. Again, kids of any age below 18 shouldn't be exposed to any kind of sexual material whatsoever, besides homosexuality or transgenderism. Again, I know gay people, they're all completely unhappy, they all want to kill themselves, they never find a stable partner, it's an entirely destructive lifestyle. You've seen the suicide rates of transgender people, they blame that on a bigoted society. No, it isn't. It's a destructive, self-loathing lifestyle that only leads to absolute misery and despair. Why are we exposing children to this? Hungary isn't putting up with it. Of course, we had the story a couple of months ago where they had a Black Lives Matter statue erected in the center of Budapest. It was rainbow colored, so it was semi-BLM, it was semi-LGBT. It was demolished within 24 hours. Meanwhile, major institutions in the UK and US embassies all over the world now continue to fly the LGBT flag above their buildings. But again, these people are so oppressed, they literally have embassies flying their flags because they're so oppressed. That's going to wrap it up. War Room next. Don't go away. Summit.news.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: "It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel." Amazon customer: "Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it." Amazon customer: "Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.